In Audio presents
The Sonnets of Shakespeare, narrated by David Butler. To the only begetter of these ensuing sonnets, Mr. W.H., all happiness, and that eternity promised by our ever-living poet, wisheth the well-wishing adventurer in setting forth. T.T. 1. From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die, but as the riper should by time decease, his tender air might bear his memory. But thou, contracted to thine own bright eyes, feed'st thy light's flame with self-substantial fuel, making a famine where abundance lies, thyself thy foe, to thy sweet self too cruel, thou that art now the world's fresh ornament, an only herald to the gaudy spring, within thine own bud buriest thy content, and, tender churl, mak'st waste in niggarding. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's dew by the grave and thee. 2. When 40 winters shall besiege thy brow, and dig deep trenches in thy beauty's field, thy youth's proud livery, so gazed on now, will be a tattered weed of small worth held. Then, being asked where all thy beauty lies, where all the treasure of thy lusty days, to say, within thine own deep-sunken eyes, were an all-eating shame and thriftless praise. How much more praise deserved thy beauty's use, if thou couldst answer, this fair child of mine shall sum my count and make my old excuse.